our message is sending the card, and he's supposed to be representing the people. The people don't want war. We have too much money being spent on war. And they want to tell us that we don't have money for food stamps, we don't have money for Head Start, we don't have money for job programs, unemployment benefits, but yet they got money to bomb and kill people overseas who don't want to bow to the wishes of U.S. imperialism. We will not stand up and be silent about this no more. It's time for us to take to the streets and fight back and fight to stop this war by any means necessary. The people of the United States, stop the Vietnam War, and we're going to stop this war too.
Let me ask you about what Russia offered today to take the chemical weapons, put the chemical weapons under control. What did you think of that?
I don't think that anybody should be telling any, particularly sir, what do with their chemical weapons. They did not fire the weapons on the people who were victimized by chemical weapons. They didn't show, Obama has no proof about who fired the chemical weapons. That's just big lies. The Free Syrian Army was the one who fired the chemical weapons. People around the world know that. It's about time the government stopped lying to people here and tell people the truth.
Senator Cardin says he's seen the intelligence reports, and he was on our air today saying he's seen the intelligence reports, and in fact it was the Assad regime who ordered the chemical attacks. Is he lying?
Those are nothing but lies. Anybody from John Kerry to himself who believe those lies are fooling the people and deceiving the masses of the folks here who are seeing their Social Security benefits cut, they're seeing their Head Start benefits cut, they're seeing the food stamps cut. These people are being lied to. And folks need to understand that it's the mission of this government, you know, no matter who's been the president, from Carter, from Obama, whatever, on down. Their mission is to conquer the Middle East and particularly keep the masses that's in the Middle East under their control.
I mean, no disrespect when I ask this question, but there are only about 10 people here protesting. If there are so many lies, why aren't there more people out here?
Well, the fact of the matter is, a lot of people haven't got off of work yet, and then some folks are just too brainwashed to understand the circumstances. But time and time again, throughout this country, there are masses and people who are out there who are demonstrating and understand that this regime, the Obama administration, is wrong, and we're going to stop this war by any means necessary. If it's just two of us out here, we're going to make a statement.
Thanks, Lee.